Hey guys, it's me, ValkyrieXXX1, and today I'm going to be doing a questionnaire. The one I'm going to be doing is Childhood Nostalgia Questionnaire by Lilith95. They posted this 7 months ago, so sorry for being so late. So, let's just get on with it. Number one, what were your favorite animated TV shows as a kid? If you have too many like me, name your top five. I liked The Rugrats, Sailor Moon, there's another one, SpongeBob, Kim Possible, and one more. There's one more, I know there's one more. Oh yeah, did I already say Powerpuff? I'm pretty sure I already said Powerpuff Girls. Did I say Powerpuff Girls? I'm pretty sure I did. So I'm gonna give it, The Winx Club. The Winx Club. Those were... I still watch all those shows today. I don't watch the new Powerpuff Girls because it's garbage. So, anyway, number two. What were your favorite live-action TV shows as a kid? Again, if you have too many, name your top five. Live-action TV shows. Power Rangers. But, like, I don't remember which specific one it was. But I think it... I don't remember which one it was. It was one of the Power Rangers. I'm pretty sure it was the one. Ah, fuck. I'm going to have to Google it. Hold on 1 second. Oh, yeah. It was the Dino Charge one. No. That wasn't the Dino Charge one. That's, like, new. Yes, it was. Yeah, Dino Thunder. I like that one. And I also liked the Power Rangers Time Force. Those are bomb as fuck. So, anyway, another live action TV. Lizzie McGuire on Disney Channel. Or Phil of the Future or That's So Raven. Those are... I know that's only four, but I can't think of any other ones that were live action that I liked. Yeah. Number three, out of those shows, which characters were your favorites? You can elaborate if you want. It doesn't have to be from every show, just your favorites in general. Let's go back to Powerpuff Girls because Bubbles is me, guys. Like, people say I act like Buttercup a lot, but if you know me, like, I am Bubbles. Like, I'm sensitive and... a mess, and I feel like Bubbles is cute but a mess, and that's me. I just related so much to her. But and then the Rugrats. I did like Angelica. I think she was fucking funny. I still like her a lot. And then let's see, Kim Possible. I loved Ron and the Naked Mole Rat. I love them. What else? Oh, Sailor Moon. Duh. What the fuck? Yeah. No. Usagi is me. I'm a mess. See, we're going back to the whole thing. She's cute and a mess. And that's me. I'm cute and a mess. So, there you go. Number four. Did you spend a lot of time watching TV as a kid? Well, for the longest time, like, I remember I didn't get cable until I was, like, 10, so I would only watch, like, Disney movies that my parents would buy me, so I didn't really watch a lot of TV, but I watched a lot of Disney movies, as a kid, and also the Barbie movies were another one, and my family was super religious, so, you know, we had to throw in VeggieTales in there, which I think is kind of still a good show, even though, you know, it has all the religion in it. I still think it's funny. But I guess not. Because I remember I would color a lot and play with my Barbies. I was an only kid, so I would spend a lot of time, like, with imaginary friends and stuff like that. So, yeah. Number six, is there a TV show you watched as a kid that you can still watch now and think, this is really good? Yeah. There's, like, a bunch of shows, like Teen Titans, not the new one, guys, that's disgusting, the old one, well, obviously the old one, but whatever. Yeah, Teen Titans is still, like, a really good show. Like, I sometimes watch it, SpongeBob is still good, but only seasons 1 through 5. Anything else, I'm just not feeling it. Like any of the new seasons, like I'm not down with it. Sailor Moon, I mean, I watched the newer Sailor Moon, but I didn't like it. I just thought it looked kind of gross. So, but yeah, I still watch Sailor Moon every so often. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait, I skipped a question. I'm stupid. I'm sorry, you guys. Number 5. So ignore number 6. I just skipped that question. Number 5. Sorry. What's the weirdest / creepiest show you ever watched as a kid and liked? Obviously, Goosebumps, right? Goosebumps was so weird and creepy. Oh, or Courage the Cowardly Dog. I love that show. It freaked me out, but I love that show. All right, we already answered number 6 because I skipped number 5. Oh, God. So number 7, do you have a movie or TV show you loved when you were a kid, but when you watch it now, you realize it was actually really bad? Yeah, any of the Barbie movies. I thought those were the bomb when I was a kid. Like, cinematic artistry at its finest, like, wonderful. And I just went back and watched Barbie Swan Lake, and I was like, oh my God, this looks awful. Or any of, like, the Star Wars prequels. Because as a kid, I liked them. But now, looking back, like, yikes, what was that? Number 8, did you ever cry while watching a movie when you were a kid? Do you remember which one was the first? It can be out of fear or sadness. Let's see. First movie or TV show. Or no, a movie. Probably Titanic. Like, before, I would never really cry. Or actually scratch that, probably Lion King. Yeah. So I'm gonna say Lion King and then Titanic. Number 9, what was your favorite movie as a kid? Is it still your favorite / one of your favorites? Favorite movie as a kid. Probably The Little Mermaid was my favorite movie as a kid. And it's not my favorite now, like out of every like single movie I've seen. But out of every Disney movie, no, not even my favorite. It's not my favorite Disney movie anymore. But it's still up there. Like, I love The Little Mermaid. Number 10, did you watch a horror movie when you were a kid that really terrified you? Yes. Oh my God. So my mom and her friend, we were hanging out and we had this thing called, we had this thing called Midnight Girls or whatever. And, oh my God. So we would watch like scary movies together. And, I remember we watched The Ring or whatever. Is that what it's called? The Ring? Oh my God, I was so scared. And my mom was like, it's fine, it's not real. And I'm like, but it's horrible. I'm like 6. Like, why are you letting me watch this? So yeah, The Ring. Number 11, what was your Oh my God, I'm reading too fast. Was a fictional character, animated or not, your sexual awakening? No, it was not. Actually, wait a minute. No, I think my sexual awakening was with, Leonardo DiCaprio was my sexual awakening in Titanic. So, there you go. Number 12, if it were possible now, would you have sex with one of the characters from a show or movie you liked when you were a kid? Let me think about it. From a show or movie you liked when you were a kid. I mean, like, all of mine were, like... No, I don't think so. Because when I think about it, I think about, like, childhood memories. And, like, at that time, like, with my shows, I wasn't really thinking about that stuff because I was, like, a very sheltered kid. So, but I feel like I have to pick something. Like, I gotta go back and think about it. Let me think about it. Hold on. Oh, man. I don't know. Because I'm, like, thinking about all my favorite things, like, as a kid, and I don't see anything sexual. I guess Jack from Titanic? But, like, I guess that counts, right? All right, I guess it does. Okay, so that was the last question, and I'm sorry I got number 5 and 6 out of order. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble, and yeah, listen to you guys later. Bye!